particular is a group that we have seen support the markets really for the past 2 years. So to see selling of this magnitude really underlines the fear that investors are feeling.
Fox's Deirdre Bolton on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Today's sell-off on Wall Street, the largest so far this year. This is Fox News.
Bunch of freaking lemmings. Jeez.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all.
No, 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 no.
Let's learn about divorce!
And that's why we have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson here. I wasn't going to let it play.
We discussed this.
And I did not do that to trigger
Joey.
As
you looked at me and with disdain and just played it.
Wasn't with disdain.
Yeah, I was like...
You were busy with Junior over here.
I was showing Joey our firm got some new... pictures done.
It was a serious professional conversation.
And I was showing
And you injected Joey. Barney into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I was actually showing him a professional picture.
Hey, I look good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And you're over there sneaking in the Barney. Look at this one. This one's super cute.
I did.
Nice.
I did not do that to annoy Joey. I was just feeling left out. You guys were having this big conversation.
We had no conversation. It was literally like, hey, Joey, did you see our new firm Facebook
now
picture?
Now I know how the cleaning man feels when he comes in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has nothing to do with the show, which he doesn't. But.
Right. I mean, he keeps the garbage can clean. He's got an interesting story. Jerry's a pretty cool guy.
Oh, he is, definitely.
Oh, God, we've got the book out again.
The town perched long... I've already read
FDR that died. There's a long train ride with his body. The end.
Long How before the... No, this line is good. Let me just read one line.
No.
Half of his body died.
Why is it raining? Why is it raining in the background?
That's Bacon says, I don't have a fireplace. The
you
other
literally have had plenty of opportunities to search the YouTube to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I got from Morris Drennenberg, who, by the way, is enjoying the show. And
well, Morris, that sounded like rain.
Well, Morris, we're going to need to step your game up.
Back to the drawing board, Morris, but we do appreciate the fact that you tried. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Morris sent that funny thing about Stacey Fatbutt over
the
there.
The Mimi?
Yeah, the Mimi.
No, the website.
No, Mark Cumby sent the
Mimi.
The fireplace.
Okay, oh, well, Mark, let's try again. I mean, or let's just not.
Or let's just move on from this book, fireplace, all of this.
I like it when y'all are here.
Oh, well, I do,
I
too.
I love it.
I do, too. We have a full house. We have visitors with us this afternoon. And Izzy, who has broadcasting dreams,
yes.
which we're destroying with every minute that passes by, is hanging out with us this afternoon, observing. And...
Epstein jail death mystery. It's
There's
not
no
a mystery.
Mystery.
Like, what is the mystery?
Nancy Drew over here. Let me solve this for you.
Let
me tell you what happened.
We'll solve this on page 5.
Yeah.
I realize, and I totally disagree with the concept of unionized public workers, but you would think that even in New York, as goofy as they are, the jail guards who falsified logs to say they were there when they weren't would be immediately fired.
They're just suspended.
But
they're put on leave.
I'm sorry.
Probably with pay from the Clintons.
I'm wondering if that... I'd like their bank accounts investigated. I'd like their houses searched to see just how that happened. It's just mind-boggling.
Cash is cash.
This is true.
That wonderful foundation they run that's been so helpful to the earthquake victims in Haiti, I think... If I'm not mistaken, 2 cents of every dollar that was raised went to help those earthquake victims. The rest, they needed administrators and... You know,
they needed it for their shrine to Moloch.
That too.
Hmm? What?
Moloch?
Hmm? I didn't say anything.
Oh. So we know that there's a very healthy cash flow through that foundation. A lot of it, the Russians got all that uranium. The money for that came from somewhere.
Right.
Are we getting anything from this?
I'm just in awe over how this just
it is
a thing.
It is the
guards
most
slept falsified logs on the night of the death.
I mean, that's really? What I'm saying.
Like, you have one job, dude. Like, all eyes are on this guy.
Like, thank you. That's what I was just thinking. It's the you had one job.
Well, and here's the thing. This isn't like it's at a house. You know what I mean? And they're watching him at a house, and there's multiple entries and all of these things, and you fall asleep in the car like a movie. I mean, he's literally in a prison cell. There's one way in, one way out. Everybody that comes in logs in. I mean, I've done jail visits before. It's even at the most lax of jails, it's pretty pretty locked down, literally. You know, you just give them your ID. You have to sign a log. The gate shuts behind you. Yeah. You go in. The other gate opens. I mean, it's like this isn't the parakeet exhibit at the Montgomery Zoo. I mean, this is a pretty locked down institution. How does this happen?
For 1 year, I went to one of the Broward County prisons in Florida and brought a 12-step meeting every week for one reason. It feels so good to leave.
Yeah.
And I would tell them that. You need to know, you know, that's when you'll appreciate what freedom is. Once you're out of this.
I do not like jail visits. They make me claustrophobic.
I'm sure.
And I'm always scared, like, something horrific's going to happen. Like, a pipe's going to bust, and I'm going to get, like, stuck in there or something. And it's really irrational. But it's just, there's no way out. Like, you're stuck. How does this happen?
Do you have a prison story, Dana?
My first child support case in Dallas County, I think. They were giving a murderer, a triple murderer, his like first like 72-hour hearing. And nobody told me. Like, normally lawyers, like, you sit in the jury box because everywhere else has like hard church pews, but like the jury box has good chairs, right?
Yeah, with cushions.
Right, and so lawyers always sit in the jury box. And I was in the jury box, and there are two rows. I was in the front row, and they walked this guy in behind me, and don't say anything, but like walk him in like right by and sit him right behind me. And as it turns out, he had murdered like three people that week.
Wow.
And they were pulling him in, and all I could think was like, I didn't want to offend this triple murderer by like moving. But I just had this vision in my mind that, you know, he had like the handcuffs in front. He was handcuffed in front. Like he was gonna strangle me and like take me hostage.
It's a real thing.
But then I was just so afraid of like offending him. Like, excuse me, I'm gonna go sit elsewhere. So I didn't. I stayed.
No,
I muscled
it's
it out.
Scary. I had a client. It was a very, very old gentleman who he and his wife. We're going through a divorce, and a lot of times people will allege domestic violence in order to get an upper hand in a divorce. We've all seen it. Common thing, yes. So this guy was like, I'm not exaggerating. He's like 85 years old. He was like a cancer patient, like on medication. Like the guy was on his last leg, but mentally he was all there. But he was like an angry old man. He had a lot of health problems.
I would also be upset.
She was an angry old woman. I mean, they were just this angry couple. Well, she had him arrested for domestic violence. So he gets arrested and is in Montgomery City Jail. So I have to go visit him because he's my client. I've got to make sure he gets his medication, and I'm the closest person.
And in a domestic violence case in Alabama, most of the time they'll keep you for 24 hours. It's called a cooling off period.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is say that you did something, and you will be arrested and held for 24 hours.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yes. So this old guy, super sweet to me, but like really bitter to his wife, he gets locked up.
And you would be.
Right. Sitting in Montgomery City Jail. City Jail. Well, they have this little area because they don't really have a place for you to meet with your clients. And it's like a very small room. Well, I'm in there for like an hour with him. And like, I'm like looking for somebody to come like let me out. And I'm not in danger. But I mean, it's literally like a box.
Yeah.
It's like being in a porta potty with this guy.
I know.
And they couldn't find the keys.
Oh, no.
They couldn't find the keys. So I sat in there with this client.
But at least he was like an old guy, like not upset with you.
But still. I had to, from my personal cell phone, call a police officer friend of mine, get them to answer the phone and say, hey, can you call the desk because I'm locked in this room and they can't get me out. I mean, it took like 2 hours. I'll never forget that. Thank God it was like a nice client and it wasn't like Dana situation where he was like wanted
I
for
triple
I murder.
Count,
yeah.
But you know, like I didn't want to like hurt his feelings
like,
and asked him and like
I try
know,
not to hurt the feelings of any triple murderer that I come in contact with. It just doesn't seem to be worth the risk.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, but this is the thing. Like, even though I was locked in the room, they knew I was there. Like, they knew.
What, so they're going to sit there and just watch you get
murdered? Well, they couldn't find the key. I mean, there was a glass. So, I mean, it was fine.
So they would have a viewing.
Yeah.
A viewing of anything that went wrong.
But it was just one thing, like, how does this happen? Like, what are you doing? And why are people not losing their jobs? Like, heads should be rolling literally over this.
Now, while you were in there for 2 hours, was it just kind of like a long beats of awkward pauses?
Like, there was a lot of awkward pauses. Mm-hmm. We talked about some other stuff, like... He was a veteran, so I tried to, like, engage him with
and he's going to be mad when he gets the bill because it's not his fault you were locked in there for the 2 hours that you're going to have to bill for.
In the interest of full disclosure, I did not bill him for the time I was locked in there.
I would.
I did charge him for the jail visit, but I did not charge him for the time because that was not his fault.
No. Well, but that's the thing is it wasn't yours either.
I know, but
the time that you were spending on his case.
It was fine, but I mean, I don't like being in jail visits.
Who was on line one?
David.
Let's punish him for dropping off. I'm kidding. Randall's on the line.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Randall. What's up?
Now, I just wanted to kind of answer Jacqueline's question. She's asking how it could happen. Let's go into his side. I mean, he's been there at least, 3 weeks, going on a month, and he's talked. Say they was going every 30 minutes like they're supposed to. He's seen these people. He's looked at them. He probably asked for a color book. It's easy to get close to the guards and make them think what you want to think. I mean, the easiest thing is to ask for a color book.
Are you talking about Epstein now, Randall?
Sir?
Are you talking about Epstein?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry. And he probably probably asked for a color book, and every time that man come around, he checked him and he said, and Epstein got him believing that it was people on the outside that was crazy and not him, not suicidal. That's exactly probably what happened. Then you see it happen on weekend. No matter what jail you're in, what situation, what crazy house you're in, on the weekend, it's always less people. It's always more late. And the dude got caught sleeping, and he had another job, and he volunteered for this. They gave him an opportunity to kill himself, but I'm just saying he ain't have nothing else to live for. He ain't have, he ain't had no more feelings. That was, he's been sitting there thinking about suicide or about getting out of that every minute, and he knew how many lives he done run. And we only think about it, every couple of hours. He's in there every second just thinking, what's going to happen next? And it's easy to get close to a guard because we humans and we start feeling for other people. I mean, it's easy to get tricked into thinking.
All right, hold. We have some reaction.
But, number one wanted guy in, the world right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand.
The molester of young girls and the, hate to use the word, but the guy who pimped these girls to famous people, powerful people.
I mean, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I understand, but this is the number one wanted criminal for sex crimes in the world by famous, prominent socialites, movie stars, and individuals. Like, you don't become friends with this person, and if you do, guess what? Then you lose your job. Like, it's unacceptable.
But people with a deep mind, they can twist your own mind. You know what I mean? And because we only human deep down, and our heart strains. I mean, they get tugged on. Some people just ain't strong as what you are. I mean, I'm just seriously. I mean, they can't stand up in that courtroom and do what you do. And some of them guards. I mean, he got caught sleeping, and he had another job. He volunteered. They gave that man the opportunity to kill himself because there's plenty of people on both sides that don't want this man to talk. And whatever, they probably got whatever. And, just because he ain't alive don't mean they're not going to prosecute nobody or nobody don't get no money. And, I mean,
Hi, Randall.
And the other thing, I want to say something happy. My son got married this past Saturday, and Joy, I've talked to him about it. He knows. I mean, the conversation I had with my son the weekend before had blue water in it. No matter if it was by name or by not, y'all, I've talked to him every which way. And I just want to ask y'all two, is there some kind of anything that's a fun class for a young couple to go to that really works on marriage without saying, I'm working on my marriage? You know what I mean?
Yes, actually, there's a couple steps that you can do to prevent from having to come see Dana and I. A lot of churches will do marriage conferences that are very small, like a nominal fee once a year. I know that there's a couple in town that do some big marriage conferences that work on building your marriage and not necessarily fixing your marriage. I know that my husband and I did pre-cana counseling where we did before we got married. Some churches probably offer post-nuptial classes. But yeah, there are things that you can do to continue to work on your marriage without feeling like you're going to a marriage counselor to fix a problem that maybe doesn't exist yet.
Yes, thank y'all.
You're very
welcome. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate it. David did make it back.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make a public service announcement.
Yes.
You mentioned that they were going to investigate the checkbooks and the accounts of all these people. If you're going to do something and get paid a lot of money for doing something you really shouldn't do, don't put the money in your checking account.
Right, cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I know on TV they do it all the time, but
that's
you know, it shouldn't be done.
That makes perfect sense.
It's like going to Subway at 4 a.m. in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then writing a check for it.
In the cold of winter.
Especially when there's Nazis all over the place.
You know, it's just it's MAGA country up there.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
And,
I think Trump got like 14 votes in Chicago.
Yeah, and leaving a noose around your neck for 2 hours or whatever.
Well, it looked fashionable.
Yes, it was the new tie.
So. I mean, the guy had marks on his neck weeks prior. Like, why was he taken off suicide watch? I don't care if the guard was sleeping or not. I can't.
No, there's more to the story.
It's infuriating.
And I'm sorry, Bill Barr's going to have to really show me something here besides, I'm appalled and we're going to look into this immediately. No, that reminds me of that thing we play from time to time.
We must do something about this immediately, immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
That's what it's starting to sound like in the Department of Justice, even under Bill Barr. Biloxi Gambler. You're on with Dana Duncan, Jack and Tomlinson.
I really like when the female attorneys are on the show.
We do too.
They are intelligent and entertaining, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoy them and I love their stories and tell us more background stories you got. That is great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's very, very enjoyable.
And you know what?
A lot of fun stories.
You know what? Their presence here.
On the other side. But thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. You know what their presence here does? It makes me behave good.
I would agree.
At 418.
Well.
Have you noticed when I get...
I knew it was coming.
When I get advice or counsel on the fly here, have you noticed how fast I respond to that?
Well.
I think that's a good thing.
Am I supposed to say yes?
I
think you're always supposed to say yes. Okay. Like, Greg asks you a question, yes.
I do not have Joey sitting there to be my yes man. Betrayed by my own equipment.
I think you should read the book.
No, we're not doing this book.
Do you really think you should read the book?
Yeah, I think it'd be scintillating.
No, we actually have. We haven't even touched 90% of the stuff that I wanted to get into.
You should read the book, and then you should play all the Barney bits.
Now, we have a rocket scientist of the day coming up, and this is a marriage that will never happen, but I would love to get your take on it because you have a good sense of humor. Before we head down to the traffic dungeon, if you're contemplating swapping out the carpeting in your floor for something new, go to the place that has been serving the River Region for half a century from the same location at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, and that is Georgia Floors Direct. It's an idea. I love the fact that they're still doing it the way they started doing it. You get a great idea. Let's bring the flooring, all types and popular styles, to our giant warehouse where we can accommodate everything. And people can come, tell us what their budget is. We'll hire people who can help them navigate this wealth of choices they have. Even if you want something like a room remnant, they have hundreds of those in stock at Georgia Floors Direct. And once you made the choice, they have installers that are people that they have recruited and cultivated over the years who are the best at what they do. So the outcome will be sensational. It's that simple. And they've been smart enough to not mess with it. So go where great ideas continue to work for half a century. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, right next to Ashley Home, 1965 Eastern Boulevard. And visit them on Facebook. They have an excellent Facebook page. 421, traffic and weather together. And then we're back with Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Montgomery Skywatch with another look at your afternoon traffic, and we don't see a lot of problems out there. It's pretty crowded on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If the interstates are part of your travels this afternoon, it looks like everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Just be careful out there. And we don't see any big delays on the 31s this afternoon. The big crowds that we see are around Taylor Road, and there's a lot of traffic coming out of the downtown area, and it's jamming up around Ann Street and the Federal Drive area, so be careful if you're headed that direction. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A vigil is happening tonight honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil's tonight at 6 at Sidney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number is 215-STOP. Plus, former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And also happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and also answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We got a frontal system moving south through central Alabama. Unfortunately, it looks like the best environment for showers and storms will be across south Alabama. We'll keep in the chance of some isolated storms here in central Alabama. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, still hot, but you'll probably notice the humidity will be lower. Still high temperatures in the middle 90s, and the best chance of thunderstorms in southeast Alabama tomorrow. We'll hang on to a 20% chance here. Then Friday and Saturday, mainly dry, still hot, with highs in the middle 90s, but the humidity a level or two lower than it has been. Not as awful, and we'll take that. And then back to scattered storms and humidity on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, with Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, and guess what state our rocket scientist nominee is from?
Is it Florida?
Yes, nice. You are correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Always Florida.
Hey, sometimes it's Mississippi there.
I don't know, but Florida has, like, crazy people.
No, Florida, like, I mean, Florida, it's actually become a thing. There are websites devoted to the craziness of Florida.
Yeah, you always just see, like, the crazy stories coming out of Florida.
It's my normal.
So, this guy and this girl are going on their first date.
Is this another Greg story?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
So, they're going on their first date.
A guy and a girl are going on their first date.
Let's move past it, Greg. Let's move past it. She asked the question. I see your face. I see how it affected you emotionally.
I'm just curious.
But let's suppress that and not talk about it.
No offense.
That's the healthy thing to do. Suppress your feelings. Not talk about it. Act like a man.
Yeah. Suck it up. Let's go.
My stories suck.
So first date in Florida.
First date.
First date. And she doesn't even know his last name. So he proceeds to get involved in a high-speed chase with the police that ends like this.
Got his sheriff's office. Anybody else in the car, come out with your heads up. Do it now.
He didn't say anything to you other than I don't have a license.
He don't have a license.
But that's why he took off.
He was exceeding the speed limit, driving very erratically. She was very scared in the vehicle, she told us. And she didn't really know his last name. She knew him by 2 different first names.
Stop.
And he got away.
So what county is this?
Broward.
Stop.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
He got away?
Was Lil one of the first names? Like,
but she was not arrested because they bought her story that this is just my first day with this crazy person.
Well, it's probably true. She probably met him on, like, you know.
Don't you think, though, that there would have been some sign?
Into Denny's.
Stop. Denny's is legit first date material, Dana.
Is it?
It's moves over my hammy all the way.
Have you heard the story I told about Denny's a long time ago when I was in Chicago?
No.
The first thing...
Walked outside of Denny's and got hit by a bus.
No, that's a different story. No. When I first got into radio, the guys that I worked with were all veterans. And the first lesson they teach you as a new jock is don't get sucked into a thing on the phone with somebody who sounds like they're, you know, gorgeous. And because I guarantee you, if you get sucked in and you have a date with the woman that's
got a really nice
seducing
voice.
You will regret it. Did I listen?
No, of course you didn't.
So I was doing the night shift, and I got a, and that was the time to be on, man, because you know everybody
that's
was
when
listening.
All the ladies call.
Yeah, so I got sucked in, and the guy said, "We told idiot, why did you do this?" So I arranged to meet her at Denny's, but see, this is before the intranet.
Who else is actually taking
like,
a first date to
Denny's? I'm not mad at you about this. Like, I'm all about, like, some Denny's action.
So
It's not just breakfast, Dana.
Since there was no intranet.
It's fairly casual.
There's no way to know what she looks like. It's casual. What are you going to wear so I can pick you out?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you did not leave.
I know this story.
So I look.
Did you leave that poor girl in Denny's?
I looked through the window and spotted the outfit.
You are a savage.
Yeah, you didn't even take time to have a patty melt with her.
I would have at least gone to Denny's and just not sat with her. Did she know what you look like?
No, I would have gone. And like you, that,
would you, Dana?
Yes, this is before the interweb. She can't call you again. It's not like she can like Facebook you, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like she can find you.
Did she know what you looked like? Did you tell her what you were going to be wearing?
I said I was blonde. I lied about
that,
too.
See, one, you should always keep an extra pair of clothes in your car.
How hurt that poor girl was.
She got over it.
It's been a long time.
You could have taken the time and shared a couple meals with her, Greg.
Well, even just one.
That's probably what would have been required based on what I saw when I peeked through the window.
Look, all that poor girl wanted to do was have some, like, scrambled eggs and some pancakes with you, and you ruined it.
Listen, Dana, everybody knows if you go to Denny's, you have to have the hash browns. Everybody knows.
I think I've only been to a single Denny's.
Greg, did you just say her name you think was Ellie?
Ellie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Stop. Stop it.
I think that's just what you've named her in your mind.
In my mind.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. Well, then I might have been.
That's accurate.
But that does not reflect.
You're just like the everyday Neanderthal male. All you care about is TNA and trunk and tail.
She didn't call back on air and be like,
you stood me up at the Denny's.
Did I ever tell you the story about the
this is good.
Plus size fashion show?
Yes, we heard about the plus size fashion show, and you were told not to say anything.
Yeah,
and then your friend said something
for months.
You like couldn't keep it together.
Yeah. Well, no, I was actually, because this was arranged months ahead of time, and my newsman buddy, whose sister-in-law was going to be one of the
Greg,
models.
Big girls need love, too.
Every day for three months. Don't make any jokes about how large they are. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
And then you did.
No. See, you didn't hear this story.
No, I did. Somebody made something and somebody couldn't keep it.
So it was that there was the Hilton Hotel next to the airport in a big conference room, and they had all these tables. Mm-hmm. That they set up to make a runway. You know, portable tables they put together and they covered
it
with
Boeing or something. In my mind, when you were telling the story, it was Boeing.
It was the 787.
So, all right, the lights dim, the music comes on, and just before we have to say anything, Jeff leans over and says, don't make any jokes.
Right.
So, the music is playing, they come out, the tables are bowing, and he leans over to me and said, they're coming out trunk to tail. How about that?
Horrible.
Do you know how much my face hurt for the rest of that night trying not to laugh?
I think you guys should be ashamed of yourself.
I think he sprained my lips.
And they couldn't have been that heavy. I mean, if like those cheap little tables held them up.
Because those tables are cheap.
Right. I mean, you know, like, they couldn't have been that heavy.
Right.
Somehow, watching... I didn't know how much one of those tables could take.
A lot, apparently.
But I was expecting
For the folks with me, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh,
like, in my mind, I'm seeing that, like, what is it? The Disney with the elephants? Like, that the psychedelic
Dumbo,
elephants?
Yeah. You know those guys in animated
Fantasia
world.
With the elephants that are dancing.
I hated that movie. That was the creepiest movie.
Those you know, it did have, but the word is that I got is that the animators for that movie were smoking Mary Jane.
I've heard that.
I think that's more like LSD.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Well, yeah.
Sorry,
but
Dana.
Fantasia is one of the is probably the worst
if
Disney movie
the
ever
worst.
Made.
It is.
We just have different tastes then.
I did not.
What would you say the worst Disney movie ever made is?
Ooh.
The Dumbo remake.
Yeah,
I can't go see the remake.
You can't count the current remake.
No, we're not talking about the live action ones. Not that.
Actually, if you go watch the original Jungle Book, not really good. It's really just a bunch of songs.
I would say the original Dumbo sucks as well.
And Aladdin 2.
Dana.
Oh, terrible.
You just may as well have reached into my chest cavity and yanked my heart out.
You might as well have left him alone at a Denny's.
Fantasia is by far the worst, but you leave Dumbo out of this.
But, like,
the mom gets... Stop.
Wait, is it because Dumbo's zofty?
No, it's because, like, there's just not a whole lot of, like, talking in, like, the whole movie, I recall. And, like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, sad elephant stuff.
When Dumbo's mom is in the mad elephant jail, what do we need? She needs good lawyers.
She needs...
Like Dana and Jacqueline to come into that scene.
No, she needs the corrections officer that was watching Epstein is what she needs.
Does she? Does she need to die?
No, so she can break out of there. Because, obviously, she wasn't being watched. She could just jump her way out of there.
Worst Disney movie.
Baby of mine. I mean, one of the only redeeming moment in the movie 1941 is when General
Fantasia
is in the theater.
What are
Robert
you talking
Stack
about?
Played the guy, and he's watching that scene in Dumbo, and he's got tears streaming out of his eyes.
It's a tear-jerker.
I have no idea what that is.
Wait, I want to go back.
I could not watch it.
I'm pulling up a list of Disney movies.
Yeah.
Fox and the Hound was pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah,
but not a bad movie.
That's a good one.
But, like, it was sad.
Yeah, one stuck with
So, are we saying, like, Disney movies, like, pre-whole, like... Like Pixar
I'll throw in like Tangled and like The Princess and the Frog.
Okay, so we're going like all Disney movies, animated though.
Yeah. Pocahontas, cool songs.
Oh,
the
yeah.
whole plot, like, let's just be honest. She was like a 14-year-old, but like a white guy came over and like really like statutorily raped her. But you know, Disney glossed over that a lot.
Okay,
so that was pretty bad.
I'm gonna get back to you on this because like I'm going through the list.
Greg, your least favorite Disney movie.
My what?
What is your least favorite Disney movie?
I can't say I dislike any of them. The only way I can gauge them is by the amount of emotions they dredge up in me.
Okay, least amount of emotion.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I don't know. When that came out, what the hell are they thinking?
Did it remind you of the Denny's?
It was like a big virtue.
I don't recall if the Hunchback actually dies in the movie, does he? But he dies in the book.
That used to be one of my favorites when I was little. Babes in Toyland. Oh
yeah.
Goodness.
No, that was a good one. And Mary Poppins is brilliant.
Yeah,
the original.
I hate Mary Poppins.
I can't talk
See,
to you right
like,
now.
Totally hate Mary Poppins.
Feed the Birds, that's the saddest song.
Like, I think it is the stupidest thing.
I'm literally
freaky.
Getting enraged with anger right
what
now.
What is she up to?
I've only walked out of a single Broadway play in my entire life, and it was Mary Poppins. Walked out of intermission.
I still have the umbrella at my house.
That was the worst. That's just the dumbest thing. Like, and it's all
Julie
musical.
Andrews, best concert I ever went to.
Sound of Music, totally fine with it.
No.
Mary Poppins, no.
Hey, I need to remind everybody, Baumhauer's after the show tonight, and guess whose birthday we're celebrating? LaDonna Brooks.
The sassy lassie with the classy chassis.
I know, that's all sexist and stuff, but that's all I have. LaDonna is the leader of our group, and it's her night. And I'm going to dig deep, and I'm going to buy her free sodas.
Look at you.
I'm not afraid to...
You're very generous.
And no, I'm...
So I'm on this list of Disney movies, and let me just tell you how many gems I have forgotten about.
Mulan.
I mean, I'm not gonna name them out loud because Dana's just going to crush my dreams.
Any of the musical ones have a real uphill climb.
You are just... I mean, I can't right now. I'm just going to have my little moment over here.
Like Mary Poppins.
Like, how do you know
The Wizard
Mary
of Oz?
Poppins.
Terrible.
You made her voice rise a whole octave.
Ah!
With that last comment.
Yeah.
Never heard that voice.
Before this segment is over, there's something that's been in the back of my brain with the Denny's girl.
What?
You told her that you had blonde hair. Obviously, you don't have blonde hair. What else did you lie about? Did you even tell her your name was Greg? Or did you say it was like Fredo or something?
Fredo, yeah, that's what I said.
You're not allowed to say that.
I think that's offensive.
Oh, yeah, that is. Or are you Italian?
Fredo.
Not a thing down here.
Trump is already.
Apparently it's a thing, though.
Trump is already. They're raising money off selling Fredo t-shirts.
If on the off chance there are any Italians listening to this,
call in and let us know if you're offended by the word Fredo, because I've never heard
it's
that.
It's not a
cool
slur.
Runnings
Cuomo,
with a Disney
it
movie.
Comes out today that Cuomo that. Called himself that on a during a media interview. He's so full of shit.
And all these
stuff.
Media types were calling Don Jr. and all the Trump kids Fredo. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Can I talk about Jack Ingram for
yes,
a second
please.
Since they make this show possible? And the incredible possibilities that exist if you're shopping for a new driver in the family, a second car for the family. The values they have under $10,000 are truly amazing. We went through the pictures on one this morning. The Hyundai Elantra and the Volkswagen Jetta, which is a 2012. It's red. Sometimes red doesn't look too good after a few years, but this car is amazing. The interior is not just clean and pristine. It looks factory new. The engine, though, the most important thing with any of these vehicles priced under 10 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is that they have been vetted by the mechanics. They are not interested in reselling somebody else's trouble, so you can shop with confidence. And I think that's really important. Tip Thames and his team, by the way, offer, I believe it's a total of 22 different financing options. So if you're worried about credit, don't. They can get you done. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online by price, by model, by car type at jackingram.com. Now let's see who's on the road at 441.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and traffic is still looking good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of hang-ups for you. If you're on the boulevard, it's busy, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. The 31s don't have any big delays this afternoon, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful and get home safely. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9. Live music at 9 p.m. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Give me a head with hair.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. A mullet? Maybe you can get hair extensions and bring back 1980s hair fashions. And while you're at it, tease, spike, and aquanet your hair to give it that extra 80s oomph.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We got a frontal system moving south through central Alabama. Unfortunately, it looks like the best environment for showers and storms will be across south Alabama. We'll keep in the chance of some isolated storms here in central Alabama. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, still hot, but you'll probably notice the humidity will be lower. Still high temperatures in the middle 90s, and the best chance of thunderstorms in southeast Alabama tomorrow. We'll hang on to a 20% chance here. Then Friday and Saturday, mainly dry, still hot, with highs in the middle 90s, but the humidity a level or two lower than it has been. Not as awful, and we'll take that. And then back to scattered storms and humidity on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or Visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. XXL. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
All right, we have breaking news out of Philadelphia. Several officers shot. Do we know anything about where and the cause?
No, this is just happening.
Active and ongoing shooting situation. We all know who's responsible, though, right? We all know where the blame is going to go.
For shizzle.
It's 4:47. Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson in with us. It's our last segment already. Where did the time go?
It flies.
We didn't even have a chance to, you know, read the book.
Thank God for that.
Which I ordered just
flies
for
like Dumbo and Tinkerbell.
So what did you come... You did some research here on the Disney movies. Mm-hmm. Did you come up with...
Okay, so I'm going to go with... If I had to pick my worst favorite original Disney movie, okay, it probably is going to be Fantasia.
Agreed. Fantasia is just...
But I will also say anything that has a sequel is not... I'm not going
to
do it.
Here's the thing. When you're a kid, and yes, I'm young enough to have been a Mickey Mouse Club kid, right? The original.
Yeah, like the real...
I'll admit it was black and white.
When they, like, flipped through, the cartoon book.
When, like, they had the matching sweaters and the what's-her-face.
Well, you get used to a certain...
The original Mouseketeers.
You don't have to be sophisticated. So when I first saw Fantasia, I was not very old. They used to re-release it in the theaters from time to time.
Were you impressed with the first time you saw Fantasia?
No, I hated it.
Okay.
Because I was waiting for the fun stuff. Where's the, Donald Duck moment and all that?
The plot?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that?
And really what that was like the first music video. Because, and the Disney...
I think you're reaching here. I can appreciate the deep thought that has gone into this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You really do?
I can appreciate it.
Have you seen it, Joey?
Which one?
Fantasia?
Yeah, I enjoyed it when I saw it.
And they did like a remake of it.
I'm not lying, I enjoyed it as a kid.
They did a remake of it not too long ago, and they did the whole like...
It wasn't until later. Right?
Where they make the colors brighter, and they do all that, and they re-released it, and it came out on like Blu-ray DVD, and I did not buy it, but...
Greg, what is your most favorite Disney movie?
My favorite? Well... It's so connected to my daughter, you know, because we enjoyed everything together. I know when they did kind of like the first 101 Dalmatians or 102 Dalmatians.
101, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the first one was 101. Then they did 102. I think that was the one with Glenn Close, who really,
again,
in my
remake.
Opinion, is a totally unsexy woman and looks like George Washington the way
she
does.
Well, she played Cruella de Vil. I mean, that's what they're going for.
Yeah, no.
Don't knock a woman with a strong jaw, Greg.
So anyway...
Hashtag domestic violence.
And, of course, and you'll find this out with Steven, as he gets older, there'll be a DVD and he'll watch it like 400 times.
I literally told Jacqueline that my goal when I was a kid, so 101 was my favorite, and that my goal when I was a kid was to watch it 101 times. I don't think I ever actually got there, but I did watch it a lot.
I think my favorite as a kid, I was just looking at the list here, is The Sword in the Stone. I like that one a lot.
It's a good
I like Merlin a lot.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Merlin?
Mm-hmm. The Sorcerer.
But, you know, that's like an underrated Disney movie.
It really is.
I feel like that one kind of takes the back burner to like 101 Dalmatians or The Lion King or Cinderella. But like they're like other underrated, like second class.
Remember the hybrid bed knobs and
broomsticks?
Yes.
Yeah, up high. Yeah. That's legit. I'm going to go Netflix that tonight. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to see the original Lion King, not even with Janelle, because that came out right after my father died, and
oh god, that would have been bad.
Oh, I won't. I can't go see the new one. I'm not emotionally strong enough to go watch that again.
There was a girl in our class, so I think it came out. I don't know, but we watched it in the second grade. So that'd be about right. So we watched it in the second grade, and she couldn't watch it because she would just like bawl. They'd have to send her out of the room whenever
Mufasa
does.
I can't even think about it without getting emotional.
Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen Lion King,
something really bad happens.
Just like Bambi.
Stop.
Well, okay, Bambi.
We talked about this too.
Bambi sucks too. Like, there's not enough plot. I mean, like, really, like, there's not a whole lot of talking. Is there any talking in Bambi?
But you know what I have? I have a Bambi Christmas tree ornament. Thumper. Oh, did I ever tell you the Thumper story?
Oh, please do.
You have not.
In the 90s, one of my advertisers was a place that sold cartoon art. They were the original cells that were drawn or painted for. You name it. I mean, it was all the big cartoon movies. And it was a collector's thing that was supposed to gain value. So I went over there and I bought the original pencil sketches for the character Thumper.
Wow.
For Bambi. $200.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, and then later on in the 90s.
I mean, I was like, what year is this?
This is 91. And then later on in the 90s when things really got. So I'm having a garage sale. I need money. And I went. I had a friend helping me out. I said, I'm going to go get us a couple of sandwiches. So wait here. And I came back. She said, hey, I got $1.50 for that Thumper sketch.
Aww.
And I said, I didn't want to sell that. That's, I mean, I don't know what that would be worth today, but I was really upset. I gave her the sandwich anyway. Just made her pay for it. Amanda.
Hey guys, how are you doing this afternoon?
Having the time of our lives. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to throw another underrated Disney movie out there for you guys.
Sure.
Yes.
How about The Pagemaster?
The Pagemaster.
I don't know that I've ever seen The Pagemaster.
I don't know.
If you haven't, you definitely need to.
It was an
amazing movie, and it was severely underrated.
With Macaulay Culkin.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, 1994. I'm going to look into this.
You definitely need to.
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's absolutely amazing.
Patrick Stewart.
I've never heard of that one.
How am I not? Okay.
Make it so.
Okay, you've got something on our to watch list.
You've piqued my interest. Amanda,
thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I am looking at the 90s when I was a kid. This is really taking me back. Like Homeward Bound, The Incredible
Journey.
Oh,
my God. Stop.
You would talk Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Now we did talk about
that. That was a guy, yeah. Okay, Homeward Bound, saddest movie ever. I mean, it comes back in the end, but
right.
Like,
I mean, but for a moment there, you're
yeah,
like,
two dogs and a cat are lost.
Shadow, Chance, and Sassy.
Yeah. It's hard when you're a manly man dad like I am, and you're watching these things with your kid, and you have to get up and leave the room.
But I mean, I think you have to make a distinction between Disney movies that are animated and Disney movies that are like real people, real actors.
Underrated animated movie, The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under.
Yes.
Those were good.
And
those
a Goofy movie was on heavy rotation at our place.
Yeah, I went to see that in 1995. Yeah. I still have the ticket stub from that. It's in my memory bubble.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm sentimental.
Lordy, Lordy.
Can I tell you? Hey, in fact, when I took Janelle's grandma down to visit Janelle for lunch, we were talking about that day. We saw the Goofy movie.
Went the for Goofy ice cream. Movie.
At the Creamery store or whatever that thing was. It is 4:54. We are up against Fox News again. I need to take a moment, though, to thank Clarks, because after I got that last ridiculous electric bill, Rick Clark came out, and I said, please, wherever we can find an efficiency, let's do it. And sure enough, the first thing he found, and it's not the kind of thing that sends off an alarm so you're going to know about it. My attic fan was toast. It was not working. It could not be brought back to life. So it had to be replaced, and Rick sent somebody out to do that today. And they got out there and managed to have that thing installed and running by the time I got home for the morning show. Wow. And I so appreciate that. But that should make a big difference. They also found a sludgy deposit in the AC venting system that was probably causing it to work inefficiently. So we'll see, because I know that bill's probably going to come. The power people, they don't care if it's Sunday and you're having a nice day. They'll send you the bill and ruin it anyway. But if you are wondering, if you have questions about how efficiently your home is running energy-wise, make sure you partner up with Clarks during this incredibly hot weather and let them take care of you. Clarks, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call them. Alabama certification number 99004. We have like a minute left, so Jason, we need you to be quick here. Thanks.
This is going to be really quick. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, I wanted to chime in on the movie. There was this one movie growing up in the 90s, and I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it was this kid reading a book, and he went into the story, and it was like this flying dog, and he had a horse, and the horse
died. The Never-Ending Story.
Never-Ending Story, yeah.
Yes. Yes. I look at that movie, and it's absolutely cheesy now, but growing up, that was the best movie ever.
Or Disney did Heavyweights. Sorry, Jason.
I like Disney? The Never-Ending Story. I think it is wonderful cinematography and still a classic today.
Thank you for the call, Jason. We appreciate it. And Master Thespian, you'll be our last.
Greetings. I must agree with it. Dana Argentis said that Fantasia was the worst. There's some parts of Fantasia that are really, really good, but there's...
Dana said it and Jacqueline concurred. So.
I concurred.
It's ponderous. It's ponderous.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one called Saludos Amigos?
Is that with Donald?
Yes.
What's and they are like
they're all in sombreros, yeah, almost,
and
yes,
they're like
cowboy hats.
Dun, dun, dun,
yes.
Dun.
Yes.
With like that, rockets.
That's crazy. Crazy Disney movie. But yeah, it was his way to do some sort of thing with South.
They also make a guest appearance at Epcot in Mexico in the little boat ride.
Interesting.
Fun Disney fact.
Well, cool.
We thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye.
Dana, Jacqueline, I don't think the time has ever gone by faster than it has
today.
Because
we're talking about Disney movies. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a good Disney movie?
Again, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law that specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. Their phone number is 819-4810. If you have any inkling that something like that might be happening in your life, be preemptive, be prepared. Call 819-4810. Make sure you mention that you're a News Talk listener and get that nice discount. Thank you for joining us today, and come back soon.
We will. We have the date picked. It's actually going to be a Tuesday next time.
Cool. For Dana?
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We never take our headphones off until we have gone to the actual break.
Well, you know, I thought we were done, but then, you just keep prattling.
Keep going. Just keep it going.
It never stops.
I'm sorry.
I did use the word prattling.
Prattling.
Am I a prattler?
You have to agree.
I see a lot of like scared, but like yes nods.
We invited three mute people into the studio to watch us this afternoon.
We don't want to really agree with you.
There's some nods over there, but they just don't want to get kicked out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because we're real strict around here. All right, Fox up next at 5.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes.